This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. As I think many of us can guess, demand for delivery is pretty high right now, and not just for groceries and dinner. Costco and Instacart are expanding their partnership to include prescription drug delivery in 7 states and Washington, D.C. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look.
Delivery is king. People don't want to run errands if they don't have to.
Look, we're living in the COVID-19 world.
Bunny Ellerin directs the Healthcare and Pharmaceutical Management Program at Columbia University.
It's virtually impossible for many people to get to a Costco.
Costco isn't always the most convenient pharmacy. It has less than 800 stores in the U.S., while CVS and Walgreens have around 10,000 each. Costco doesn't want to lose existing customers to independent drugstores and chains, and it could grab new ones with the convenience of Instacart. Adam Fine is CEO of Drug Channels Institute.
Large chain pharmacies are under attack from a number of directions.
Amazon has its own service, PillPack, and startups like Capsule are growing. But Fine says the coronavirus won't change the industry overnight. 90% of prescription purchases are filled in person. And that's in Costco's best interest once things go back to normal, because you could walk in for a prescription and walk out with a big screen TV. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.